On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's my life, now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live.
Good morning, North State. Jefferson State. Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, local chiropractor, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. You can go ahead and go to healthwisedoc.com for more information. We are accepting new patients, and I get to watch Savannah eat chips in front of me. Corn tortilla chips. If you hear any crunching going on, that's Savannah, not me. Just saying. Anyway, we are accepting new patients, and we are here to help you in any way we can to get the health that you want, educate you, increase your biological structure and function through chiropractic. You can give us a call at 605-4567 today in studio to answer any questions for you. And we're just having a fun day because this weekend means today is exciting because I have my co-host with me today in Reading.
Yay, finally.
I'm here. We get to have Josie Salastainen in the studio with us today. Man, that was a trek for you to drive up the other day.
I took another route, so definitely was a trek. Yeah. Windy road.
Josie's coming from Guerneville, California. And I think you went through
I went through Calistoga route, Tubbs Lane.
Which is beautiful. But when you have a 3.5-year-old in the car, you kind of...
Yeah, it's just really windy. Yeah. And I didn't know exactly where I was going, so I was all tensed up and
just
holding the wheel really tight.
That's why I like, you know, just like if you're getting on 37 to 80 to 5, boom, just go north.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, so happy to have her in the studio with us today. She's going to go over some exciting things with that are going on with Keep Moving with Josie, right?
Yes.
A lot of new and exciting things happening in her neck of the woods. Josie is a holistic health practitioner, group exercise instructor, personal trainer. She's a mama, a good mama at that, who has to keep working out, basically, to keep, you know, in check and keep in shape
keep being able to run after him.
Yeah, that kid, man. He sees something and bam, he just goes for it. So, and he's just a bundle of energy right now. So it's especially noticeable when, like, he's going through a growth spurt and you can't get enough food in him.
Eating all the time, sleeping and eating more naps. And that's when I notice things happening.
That's interesting. Yeah. So what are you working on this week at Keep Moving with Josie? That's keepmovingwithjosie.com, by the way.
Yeah. So, of course, there's Beginner's Boot Camp, and that's Wednesday evenings at 5:30 at the Odd Fellows Hall. Have you heard of the Odd Fellows?
No, branch you have to take me there next time.
Yeah, branch off of, I think, the Freemasons or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's where that class is. And also Wednesday and Friday at 1 p.m., I have a chair fitness class at the Senior Center, the Russian River Resource Senior Center, I believe it's called.
So what ages are you getting? I mean, I know you're saying Senior Center, but do you have, is this a wide range of people that?
Yeah. Well, I think my range now are 60 and up.
Okay. How old's your oldest cutie pie?
She's 93. And I make her do push-ups.
That is awesome.
Well, so if you go to the Twins Talk Health Facebook page, you'll see my class doing some push-ups.
Oh, how cute.
Okay, they're doing the modified version, the wall push-ups, but still they're doing push-ups.
Yeah. That's exactly how it's done. She's still doing a push-up.
Yeah.
But it's a modified version, which means that you're taking the same motion, the same muscle groups, you're using those same muscle groups, and you're taking it sort of, you're fracturing it down to what that person can manage and what they can do, whether it be a squat, a push-up. And I want to keep that in mind for people when they want to work out, but maybe they're injured or they're just coming out of illness. They're okay, they're cleared to work out, but they have to start slow sometimes.
Or going into surgery, coming out of a surgery, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah. So you can modify anything and still get a great workout in. Wow. I'm like so excited. I know we have 1 minute left before commercial, but wait. Good.
I have one more class that's starting in August, August 7th. It's a fitness walk. And that's a lunchtime fitness walk.
Okay. In this last 30 seconds, tell us a little bit about that.
So basically, we're going to do a brisk walk for 15, 20 minutes. And then there's going to be an actual workout in between at the midpoint of the fitness walk. And then we're going to go back to our starting point, and that's the class.
Okay. Let's talk more about the locations and contact information for you with regard to that. I know people travel down there, but you have a lot of locals, too, that take the classes. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. If you have questions, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PBA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
Welcome back. I know, I love it too. Just gives us a lot of energy. So, this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Marie Salas and
Josie Salas-Tynan.
All right. She's here in studio with us today. So let's just glean and pull.
Speaking of energy, before the show, Maria had me do this clap, clap, clap thing for extra energy. Yeah. What was all that about? That was great.
I don't know. It was something that I learned in chiropractic school because, you know, we have long hours there. And one of the instructors taught us, actually, I remember this is Dr. Can't remember. But he said if you clap really quick, like that, and it just gives you a burst of energy. Yeah. So
we were in the car over here clapping. Maria's like, no, only 3 claps. I was clapping like 10 times.
She's like, I need a lot of energy. Anyway, I'm glad that you're here, Joes. Let's get a little bit more information. So the Othello, what is it called?
Oddfellows.
Oddfellow.
Okay. So it's one of the places where I teach. The class I teach there is the beginner's boot camp class. Keyword, beginners. And that starts at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday evening at the Oddfellows Hall on First Street next to the Veterans Hall. So that's one class. Another class I teach is the chair fitness at the Senior Center, and that's at 1 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays. My new class, we meet at the Park and Ride in Guerneville, California. And that new class is a fitness walk through town. And I'm kind of catering it towards the people that work in town. So if they want to have a workout on their lunch, they can come and meet us and We can have a great workout for 45 minutes, meeting at the park and ride. We walk for 15, 20 minutes, and then we actually have about a 15-minute, no equipment, workout.
That's great.
So, you know, no equipment, that means push-ups, lunges, squats, and anything else I can think of,
mm-hmm.
which I have a lot in this.
Well, I mean, actually, you say that's around lunchtime, right?
Yeah, 11:40, between 11:40 and 12:30.
Yeah, so. For me, that, well, up in Reading, that is the best time for me to work out, just for me, I'm saying. It's actually the last sort of hour, I think, that it's not so blazing hot here. And then after that, it's all downhill. I mean, you go to my gym at North State CrossFit, you know, we don't have air conditioning, or we have, you know, the swamp coolers and that kind of thing, but it's basically hot.
Okay, well, you live in air conditioning country.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing down there. So I don't know of anyone yet that has AC at all. So sometimes we're dealing with mid-90s, and it's really humid down there, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that. So how are you getting through your workouts? How are the listeners getting through their workouts right now in the summer? You can call us if you like and tell us, 605-4567, while it's hot, while it's might be more humid, a little bit thick in the air. How are you doing it? The way I'm doing it is just I've sort of made a habit for myself that maybe it's a psychological thing.
It's your time.
It's 12 to 1, yeah. Boom, done. And then... if I have enough energy, I might come back later in the evening just to do some cardio or go on a walk later once it cools off. But how are you doing it?
For me, I've found that I need to wait till the evening.
Okay.
And that's going to be around 5:36 if I'm working out at home. That's my time. It's cooled off by that time. The shade has come over, you know, and I can work out in the shade a little bit. So that's kind of my time.
You know, and we're just talking about workouts. What if people have to work in this heat? Probably one of the best things that I've learned moving up here 10 years ago is if you're working outside, drench yourself with water. Just literally get your hair wet, get your clothes wet, everything. Keep yourself hydrated and just work with that wet t-shirt on. I think that's a good... Savannah, you're looking at me. Is that what you do? No? Hard? Like when you're working out or rock climbing or something?
Well, I think when I'm like actually working out I go to a gym.
Oh, okay.
But then if I'm outside, I'm usually swimming.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
hello.
I don't run outside.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, that is one of the first things you want to think of is head to the lake, baby.
Well, yeah. So exactly. And that's what we have down in Guerneville it's the Russian River area. We have the river. So a lot of people, I'm sure, skip work, skip this and that, and they go to the river. That's what I've heard. I'm not going to name any names, but so a lot of people go to the river, they do their swim, and they just hang out there throughout the day and keep cool.
Any cool triathlons coming up down there that we need to know about?
There is actually a Vineman triathlon. I believe it's going on this weekend.
Okay,
I think they're picking up their packets today.
Okay, well, that's probably a bit late then, yeah. So, upcoming event, go ahead and save the date here. 9/21, that's September 21st. It's on a Sunday, and we are all ready for Whiskey Town Relays again, folks. So, you can go to sweatrc.com to... get your form, fill it out, turn it in. And if you have not done this run yet, one of the things that I see a lot of people having fun doing is getting a group of people together for the relay, build a relay team, and see who's strong at what, because there are some hills there and a few longer relays. So get your team together and just go have fun in the most beautiful setting in the North State here up near Whiskey Town Lake, and just have a lot of fun afterwards. There are a lot of great prizes that Sweat RC, the volunteers, and Tory Parks puts together for you. We do have to go to another break, which I cannot believe, but we're going to go ahead and do that now. And when we come back, we are so excited to go to the movies this weekend, huh, Joes? Okay,
excited.
So come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
No matter how far you go, man cannot escape his fate. Who are you? Are you a murderer? Are you a mercenary who turns his back on the innocent? We believe in you. We have faith in you. Remember the deeds you have performed, the labors you have accomplished. Are you only the legend, or are you the truth? Behind the legend. Now, tell me, who are you? I am Hercules!
Wow.
I was so enthralled by that.
Yeah.
Can we just go to the movies right now after? Oh my God, this is exciting. You're listening to The Positively Healthy Show, and Savannah thinks we're making such a big deal out of this. But it's the new movie Hercules that just came out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, baby. So anyway, one of the reasons why we like Dwayne is because, you know, set aside from the obvious, is that he's very dedicated to his training. His workouts, his nutrition is huge for him. And I know that listening to some of the interviews for this movie, he just takes it to another level. I mean, he is such a serious professional. That was 6 months worth of training. 6 months of eating the same thing, the same meal every day.
Same meals every day.
Oh, excuse me. 7 meals a day.
Yeah. So, I mean, he really took it to the level of, like, you know, a bodybuilder status type.
Oh, yeah.
Diet and nutrition. His food is really clean. We saw one of the interviews yesterday where, I mean.
Yeah, it was a little scoop of rice, a little piece of chicken, and a little veggie on the side. And the guy said, where's the soy sauce?
Dwayne's like, what soy sauce? That food's ready for you to eat right now,
yeah.
The way it is.
No soyo.
No soyo. And that's coming from a Hawaiian brada. And this guy really takes it. He doesn't want to be retaining water while he's got his shirt off, and he just really wants all those lions to show up and everything. Why not, right? Yeah, he's Hercules,
man. The beginning of his day, he would wake up, what, he said 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And go straight to the treadmill for about 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
every morning.
And he was in where, Budapest or something? He was not here. and then start his, okay, so, and then, he would get his caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Get his coffee.
Me, caffeine first.
Get on the treadmill for about 30 minutes, then have his first meal right after that. And then his second meal would already be by 9:30 in the morning. And then I think he had to go on set for a while. So can you imagine? He's so dedicated. He'd have to have his food already prepared. Well, I mean, he has help with that, you know. And he'd have to eat 7 meals.
Yeah, it was 2 chicken dinners, 2 beef, whatever it was, filet and steak, I don't know. 2 fish, and then he had a protein shake.
Yeah, there was really only, for those of you that are into the protein shakes, there was really only 1 protein shake throughout that whole day. And that was sort of like, I think, the second to the last meal of the day.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe the last one.
That's right. And the very last meal, no. Remember, the very last meal were the 7, what are the
egg whites.
Egg whites.
I think it was 12. Sorry. Oh, I think it was 12. So, this is from Dwayne Johnson. Quote, for different roles, my conditioning and training and diet does alter, Johnson states. Quote, depending on the role, it will really dictate the type of training I do. For Hercules, it was a 22-week diet. While for G.I. Joe Retaliation, it was about a 14-week diet. And for Pain and Gain, I wanted to come out looking bulky, big, and dangerous. So we adjusted accordingly. For Hercules, I went for the demigod look, big and mean. When you're playing a character like the son of Zeus, you only get one shot. The intensity of the training was definitely up, and was the volume of training. I really wanted to make it the definitive version of Hercules. We wanted to make it darker in tone and based it off of Steve Moore and Admira Wijaya's Hercules, the Thracian Wars graphic novel, which is pretty dark. So, and you know, I mean, his hair is longer and all that, so they really beefed it up. But, I mean, like, he was just in San Francisco last weekend and gets off the plane, goes straight to the gym. I was wondering what gym that was myself.
Yeah, me too.
We were in San Francisco last weekend, both you and I.
Yeah.
Dang. What happened? We didn't get the memo.
We missed out on that.
Yeah, we didn't get the memo on that.
Actually, Mom emailed us mm-hmm. and said, guess who's in San Francisco?
Yeah. We would have worked out with you, Dwayne. If you're listening to the show, we would have worked out with you. Different volume, for sure.
Modifications.
Definitely modifications. We wouldn't have been able to keep up with you. But anyway, Josie and I are excited to go see that. That's fun. It's really nice to see someone that takes their job seriously. He's definitely a professional. And, you know, part of that is we're really stressing the nutrition side of things. You know, you're not going to get the look that you want unless you're really tight and clean with that nutrition.
Consistent.
Yeah, and that kind of is a segue into what I did want to talk about coming up. I was hoping somebody would call today. I'm not sure if they got the message, but over at Balance Point, that is Balance Point Fitness and Athletics locally here in Reading. I know they're going to be starting a nutrition program coming up soon. Justin's going to be starting that. We talked about it at a meeting that we had on Tuesday. And if you'd like, you can get some more information by contacting Balance Point. And I can go ahead and leave that information for you. Their phone number is 222-3481. And Balance Point is 2375 Hartnell Avenue. Really close in town. Hey, just go talk to those guys. See if that program will work in your lifestyle. We know certain things aren't for everyone, but the more that's out there and the more you have options for, the better. And those guys are really great. They really know what they're talking about. So again, go to Balance Point. Call them at 222-3481. Call Justin. See what it's about. Because it's going to be a few weeks of dedicated dedicatedness. So anyways, what do you say about that, Joes? How's your nutrition coming these days? We've got a minute left.
I'm focusing on a little bit more shakes. And I think it might be because of the heat, actually.
Okay.
And it's been tough to eat those, you know, other type meals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm focusing on. And, of course, hydration. That's huge. I've been focusing on iced herbal tea.
Oh, that's a good one. Especially if I get a few patients that are like, meh, water, meh. Even though water is so important and, you know, I stress that in my office, they're just like, I don't like the taste of it.
So,
it's okay, Savannah. Yeah. You can keep eating your chips. It's okay.
So where I Skype in from usually is a little town called Monterio, California. And I hang out at Bia Cafe to just give a little shout out. And so, yeah, so that's where I sit and have my, either she called it grandmother's tea, I believe. And it's an herbal tea. I call it Grammy tea. When I order it, I say, can I have some Grammy's tea? And then also she makes a great mango iced tea. So that's what I'm sipping on the whole time there.
Okay, great. So we got to cut to a commercial. This is the Positively Healthy Show. And come on back. Call us if you have any questions at 605-4567.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A day on the greens in support of your favorite exploration park. On Monday, September 8th, Turtle Bay hosts its third annual golf tournament at Riverview Golf and Country Club. This shamble format tournament kicks off at 8:30 a.m. Signups include green fees, carts, and a Western barbecue lunch. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's exhibitions and education programming. With prizes, games, and a raffle, it's guaranteed to be fun. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The Veterans Resource Center and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers is having a fundraising trap shoot at the Reading Gun Club on Sunday, August 10th from 7 a.m. to noon. Cost is $35 per person, including breakfast and a box of shells. All proceeds go to helping veterans with housing and special needs. To purchase tickets or sponsor a participant, please contact us at 223-3211 or drop by the Veterans Resource Center at 153 Hartnell Suite 100. Help us help those who served.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, Savannah. Thanks. So,
thanks, Savannah.
Like we said, the 39th annual Whiskeytown Relays is coming up September 21st, 2014. You can go to sweatrc.com to get more information about that, or they do have a Facebook page. What's cool about this is they are a nonprofit organization. The money does go to some of their main organizations, I think scholarships for people, kids, young runners that are going into college. So go ahead and look that up. Always a great cause. Beautiful surroundings. Of course, HealthWise Chiropractic is going to be there, and we're going to have our athletic support booth there like we do every year. It's fun, man. The first hour, we're setting up and we're just getting everything all dialed in. And then, you know, we get a long break while everyone's running. And then I think around, the first runners start coming in and it's just, it's exciting. We get people from all over California, doing this, and then a few from different states that come in and do this run. So come, and if you're just watching your friends run, come and say hi at the booth and get like a little back rub or something. Amber's going to be there, my massage therapist. She'll be doing some massage there. What I normally do when I'm at the Whiskey Town Relays is stretching, a lot of stretching and soft tissue work. Sometimes we're doing some rock tape to get
some
people,
foam rolling, maybe.
Some foam rolling, get people through that weekend, because after that run, the next day
they need to be able to drive home.
Yeah.
And sit in a car for a few hours.
Sometimes they're feeling it because they have to. You know, probably the worst thing is if you're doing that run on Sunday and then the next day you're an office worker and you have to sit in front of the computer. So really, if you're one of those runners, you really want to make sure to hydrate and elongate those muscles.
So that's 1 month from now, September 21st.
Yeah, and I'm hitting that early because I really, you know, want to support this event. It's beautiful. It's a great time of year. It's starting to cool off. It's cooler in the mornings, definitely. So anyway, what else is going
last
on?
Last year, actually, it was really cool in the morning. We had cloud cover and it was nice.
Sometimes it rains at that event.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure the runners would probably welcome that.
Yeah. It's probably one of those warm rains. Yeah. So anything else coming up here in the North State, Joe's?
Some things going on in, actually, this weekend under concert and music are the Kids Bop. That admission is $25 to $45 at the Cascade Theater, and you could check that out at cascadetheater.org. Also going on this weekend, Starlight Music Jamboree, admission $25.
I'm going to that today.
You are? So what's that about, Savannah?
Got some tickets.
Do you, like, have friends that are, like, performing or what?
I want to say, like, close friends, but I do have people that are performing that I know. But it's just a jamboree, so there's going to be every single type of music from, like, 1 in the afternoon till 1 at night.
Like, folk music, because that's what it, like, country.
I've heard everything from country to techno to punk to screamo band.
Wow. Yeah. Where is that at?
That's at the Gover Ranch Event Center. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is 3776 Gover Road, Anderson.
Nice. Shout out.
Apparently it's a beautiful property.
Uh-huh.
And the person who's throwing it, her name's Delaney Renee. She's come on the station a couple times, and she's promoting her band. And I don't know. I think it's going to be really good. It's her first festival.
So, like I always say, if people don't think there are any events or fun things going on in the North State or Reading area, there are a ton of things going on almost every night.
Yeah, some things going on tomorrow too, which I would actually love to go to this, Maria. Historical Cemetery Tour of Whiskey Town's Pioneers and Past. That's actually admission free. And I'm saying that because of my archaeological background.
Well, that's totally you to want to do that. Yeah.
And that's in the Whiskey Town National Recreational Area.
Hey, that's free.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that should be really fun.
Is that something you could probably take the kids to, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally a kid thing.
History, very important to know. Always good to know your history, especially in your local area. I know that growing up in San Jose and getting a lot of the history from Luther Burbank, going to that school and all the history, that was good, huh?
That's kind of an old town, yeah. Surprisingly, I think people would be surprised at how old San Jose is. So some other things going on closer to the beginning of August, August 1st. It's called a Dark Sky Festival. Admission free. Lassen Volcanic National Park. And that's under fairs, festivals, and galas. That sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Well, the thing is, what's so positively healthy about all these events that you're talking about, they sound like they're very family-friendly, number one. Number two, you're getting out of the house. You're walking around. You're in, like, a beautiful setting. How positively healthy is that? It's great. And some of them are very low in cost, which is cool.
Exactly. Another free one is Enjoy Movies in the Park.
Oh, wow.
Admission free. Mm-hmm. Another free. So that's just in various parks in Reading.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, definitely get out there, people, and especially while it's cool in the maybe working on your sleep wake cycle in the Friday night, sort of Saturday night time, you can get up earlier on the weekends and enjoy the cooler weather before it gets too hot, and then just sort of strategize that. Or go to some places that are a little bit cooler, by the river or Whiskey Town, and man, you'll still have a lot of fun this summer.
Yeah, one more event. That weekend, well, I should say that Friday is the Downtown Block Party.
Okay, so what Friday? Next Friday?
August 1st.
Okay.
Friday, Downtown Block Party. Admission $10 or $15 at the door. And that's on Market Street, Downtown Reading. That's right here, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. So, we do have to cut to, we do have to cut to another break if Savannah's okay. She just bopped herself in the face. So, there are no injuries going on here, so she's fine. No. Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Come on back.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we are having fun here in the studio with Dr. Maria Salas. You are listening to Dr. Maria Salas right now, and Josie Salas.
Josie Salas-Hannon, a little Bon Jovi, never hurt anybody.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So,
or in our case, a lot.
So for July's workout, for if you go to Twins Talk Health on Facebook, we put a challenge out every month, and for July's workout, it was all about changing up your normal thing that you do by adding in a little walking or running.
Correct. Adding in a little cardio, but also, too, stepping that up if you're already doing cardio. Maybe hills. Maybe adding hills. Or if you're in a work environment and you have stairs, add the stairs. Of course, you're walking down the stairs for safety. And sprints. Sprinting up the hill. Sprinting up those stairs. However you want to challenge yourself on that one.
Yeah, that's always a good one. A girlfriend introduced this to me probably about, I don't know, I think a year ago, 2 years ago now. Sometimes we go to Miracle Mile and we start at the bottom. She's sprinting up. I'm kind of just running up. I wouldn't call it a sprint.
Hopping, what we call it.
Yeah, yeah, taking it one step at a time for sure. And it's a great one. I mean, probably the first bit of it, I can do a little bit more of a sprint, and then I find myself and I just find a rhythm for myself to make sure that I make it to the top. My goal is to not stop and to keep moving and to just to keep going And yes, I do end up slowing down a little bit, but I'm still running up that hill. And it's a really great one for the evenings when you've already done another workout, but to get some sort of hill sprints in. And it's a good short burst activity.
Speaking of quick bursts, we just became friends with an old coach of ours back in middle school who first introduced us to quick bursts.
Plyometrics.
Metabolic movements. And we were talking about it, and it's just funny that we're still doing that today, and now it's become more and more prevalent. You see in people's workouts doing that kind of a...
Popular now, yeah. So anyway, it's still all important for your workouts. And so when you obviously, if you can, take those short burst activities, love doing that with Miracle Mile. I probably do two of them. She can probably do three. One or two is good enough, definitely. And then we walk or sort of hop down the hill. That makes it cool. So stay tuned to next month's challenge. We normally, if the timing is right, we'll go ahead and talk about it on the show. But you can always catch it at Twins Talk Health on Facebook. You can go ahead and go to that page now and get invited to the group. Somewhat closed. Also, we wanted to talk about Beginner's Guide to Strength Training. So if you're just starting out, just know that you're not going to be doing the same thing that everyone else is, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be strength training in a Globo gym, any kind of workout, jazzercise. I think it's best for you to not feel completely competitive to the person that's next to you that's might have been taking that class or might have been doing...
Yeah, they've been there for a while. Maybe
the personal training.
Out there for a year, and they actually know the movements. They know the rhythm of the workout. And that's another thing, too, is the rhythms of the movement. That's big.
What do you mean by that?
Just for technique.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so what else is part of this beginner's guide to strength training that you can add to it? Because you get a lot of beginners that haven't moved a lot in their life.
Well, like we said earlier, it's all about modifying the movement. We get most especially for the chair fitness class. The workout I give them, I do a lot of those movements for my own workout and for a boot camp. There are a lot of the same movements, just in a different way for the beginner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no excuses. Everyone can work out through their challenges and just keep it going.
Hey, so there's this myth out there for women that they think they're going to get big if they do strength training. Do you come across that a lot with your clients?
Yeah, I come across that a lot. And I just say, don't even worry about it. Strength training helps a lot out with, of course, getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And
plus, when you're designing a program, you got to have that person's goal in mind. If they do want to get bigger, you're going to do that program in a certain way. If they want to get stronger, they're going to do it. You're going to set it up in a different way. So it all depends on what your goals are, and you need to talk to your personal trainer about, you know, what. Do I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or do I want a fitness competition body? Do I want to just have some strength so it's for overall health? You know, there are differences in how you put that program together. The size of your muscle is also limited by your age, your gender, your body type, and many other biological and genetic factors, right? I mean, you see it in the Olympics as well when you see runners versus the Olympic lifters. Wow.
We saw this difference. We see this difference when we have a booth at different events. When we have a booth at CrossFit event versus a Vineman triathlon event, oh my gosh, the complete different body types, complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not that they can't cross over and do those same activities, but what we generally see is a CrossFit body, because they do CrossFit, and runners and triathletes, that's what they do. Some of them cross over, so we'll see, you know, differences there. And both those philosophies or concepts can help each other. So, strengthening your muscles through resistance exercises has many benefits, from losing exercise or losing excess fat to maintaining a healthy bone mass and preventing muscle loss as you age. And go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh, that's a perfect segue into my master's thesis that I will be working on this weekend.
Great. So strength training produces a number of beneficial changes at the molecular level, enzymatic, hormone, and chemical levels in your body, helping to slow down and even reverse many of the other diseases caused by a sedentary lifestyle, including type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and heart disease. So a lot of benefits for resistance training and weight training. So we do have to cut to a break. We're going to go ahead and close out the show when we come back. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Show with Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Give us a call if you have a question, 605-4567, and come on back.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We only have a few more minutes left, but I just want to say thanks to Josie for being able to drive up here all the way to Reading and hang out with me this weekend, especially for the show.
Yeah, it's been fun. I always love coming up here.
Yeah, so we're going to get a lot of things done. We're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, I thought it was, if we didn't have anything more to say, we have a ton to say about resistance training, but I did want to get in before we ended the show. I thought it was cool that Dwayne The Rock Johnson had coffee before his, like, when he first woke up. Well, I mean, you know, obviously we don't know what type of coffee he had, but I was going to read about 6 reasons to drink coffee before your workout. And it was actually from Dr. Mercola's website. If you're like most people, you start your day off with at least a cup of coffee. Some of the people that I talk to say, you know, maybe a little bit more. According to the Health magazine, about half of American adults stick to a daily ritual, despite conventional warnings that coffee might not be all that good for you. There are some other, you know, literature out there. One of them is this book. It's called The Warrior Diet, Unlocking the Muscle Gene by Ori Hofmeckler, who has researched coffee extensively. So since he's researched it extensively, let's go ahead and hear what he has to say.
Extensive.
Yeah. So he thinks coffee can be consumed in the right way and in fact be used as a health and fitness enhancing tool. there are caveats, though, and so he did want to mention that. However, there are points of contention, you know, where the details still have not quite been kind of figured out yet. Despite that, it is possible to draw up some general guidelines that will allow people to enjoy their coffee at a minimal risk. So you may even be able to reap valuable benefits from that habit that you might have. So provided you're willing to make some slight alterations to how you drink it, you know, it might be okay for you.
In other words, straight black?
Well, let's see here. So according to Ori's research, coffee can increase your metabolism by up to 20%. Wow. Which seems to be in line with the Spaniard's finding. Besides providing you with a temporary metabolic boost, other functional benefits of a pre-workout cup of coffee include improved microcirculation. Okay, that was in the Health magazine. Japanese researchers recently discovered that people who were not regular coffee drinkers experienced a 30% boost in capillary blood flow after drinking 5 ounces of regular coffee compared to those drinking decaf. So yeah, interesting. Not saying there's sugar and cream, yeah, and all this other stuff. They're not saying, was it, you know, organic coffee? But, you know, in that study, you can dig a little bit deeper in Health magazine. I want to get through these six. So there's improved blood circulation. Yay. Pain reduction. Number two, pain reduction could allow you to push yourself just a bit harder, right? Which is important during high intensity exercises, especially during CrossFit. Type
or
workouts.
Bootcamp.
Yeah, anything where you've got those short burst, high intensity workouts, you're doing a lot of squats, that kind of thing. Number three, improved endurance. Okay. There was a meta-analysis done in 2005 that concluded that caffeine can reduce your perceived level of exertion by more than 5% effectively, making the exercise feel easier.
Feel easier.
Yeah, yeah. So it's sort of like
perceived exertion.
Yeah. That felt easier. I could do that. So number four, muscle preservation. That's always good. Coffee triggers a mechanism in your brain that releases a growth factor called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So you can get more of that information and go further in that knowledge with the Health magazine that's in. Improved memory. It's actually called Health magazine. So that BDNF factor also activates brainstem cells to convert into new neurons in your brain, which can have definitive benefits for your brain function. Always like that brain to work.
For right? Up to 24 hours.
Which is good. And I think number six is coming up here, if we can find it. So when and how to drink coffee for maximum benefit, you can easily eliminate any health benefits that coffee might provide by adding milk, sugar, like we talked about, that creamer stuff, that's that fake creamer, the artificial sweeteners to your cup. For example, also while some of the studies noted above used caffeine opposed to coffee, he agrees with experts who want the caffeine in isolation could be quite toxic. So yeah, you got to be careful there and not just, it's just like with the wine, you know, when they said that drinking wine can be good for you. Well, that was because of the resveratrol. That would take a lot of wine to get that same amount of resveratrol, you know? So it's the same thing. You gotta be careful with some of these findings.
Yeah. Some people read this and like, cool, I'm going to have a,
well, also I didn't want people to go, ooh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson drinks coffee before his workout. Yeah. So it's really not meant for everybody. Anyway, yeah. We had a great show today. You want any last things that you want to mention before we get going here, Joe's? Okay, so you've got a lot going on. People can go to what
website?
KeepMovingWithJosie.com
and check out my website, check out the schedule of classes, easy pay options, and all of that.
Okay, great. So I've totally enjoyed the show. I can't wait for Josie to come on back and do some more live shows with us in the studio. Those are fun. Hope you guys had fun last weekend for our show with talking about Chicago. And anyway, please come on back every Saturday. The Positively Healthy Show is from 10 to 11. Call us anytime, 605-4567 for questions. But thank you for listening to the show and see you next week.
listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding, the community radio of the North State. Go to KCNR1460.com.
News. I'm Jeremy. House in Washington. An Israeli cabinet minister says Israel has agreed to extend a 12-hour humanitarian truce in the Gaza war by 4 hours. Middle East expert Abrams, the deputy national security advisor in the George W. Bush administration, says Israel considers the tunnels in the Gaza Strip to be a strategic threat.
These are attack tunnels. The Israelis have found arms, weaponry in them. They're cement reinforced, and they go right into Israel. They can be used to attack Israeli communities, or they can be used to kidnap people, bring them back into Gaza.
Abrams appeared on NBC's Today program. The State Department has shuttered the U.S. Embassy in Libya and evacuated American staffers there as the security situation in the capital Tripoli deteriorates amid worsening clashes between rival militias. Secretary of State John Kerry says he hopes the evacuation of U.S. diplomatic personnel will be short-lived.
We will return the moment the security situation